Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnels throws to second for one, and Button throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Goodman moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman moves to third. Smith moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brewer for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a line drive to right field. Stevens throws towards third. Malzone fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Malzone. Cash goes all the way around to score. McEnany moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. McEnany moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Lawler moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Don Budden. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McEnany is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 3 in the game. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Sammy White. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Jackie Jensen pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.